All roads lead to Rome, as long as you follow a few principles. This article is going to be about how most methods used on the internet can help you achieve success if you follow a few guiding principles. But in the writing, it became more generic and abstract. Rome became not just about making, say, a million on the internet, but really any far-off goal that you have set your mind on. You can keep the original idea in your mind if you like when you're reading this, but there are a few principles in here that apply to many things with life that I wish I'd realized myself only a few years ago. They may be simple, but that really is the beauty of them. They're often forgotten in the complexities of life, and we end up wandering, narrowly focused on events and situations that distract us from what we really want to achieve. So as you read or listen, think about how this compares to something you have in mind. Let me know if there's anything in the metaphor that does come to mind for you, anything that I didn't think of maybe, or anything that I may not have known at the time of writing it, and I may come back and improve it. The first part of this is defining Rome. Now, Rome in the medieval times was a historical center point of the ancient world, the heart of the Roman Empire. Apparently, in their time, they built 400,000 kilometers of roads, rapidly speeding up the delivery of products, people, and information across many countries. Imagine the world today if the Roman Empire never fell. This is all interesting stuff, but we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about you and that place in your mind that is now the center point of your goals. Now, this Rome is a wonderful place. Rome, as in your long-term goal, your dream, your aspiration or resolution. It is a place far away from where you are now, a place where you really want to be, and a place you have decided to travel to, and one you know will take a lot of effort. Assuming you have this in mind, may I congratulate you? You have decided that staying in one place is not for you. Life is a journey full of wonderful things, as well as terrible disasters, sadly, but it is for living. Staying in one situation prevents growth and experience, and often we find we do this. Life will come around and force you to move on. There's one thing that is true, though. When you stay focused on Rome and begin traveling, all roads lead to Rome when you keep the following principles in mind. Now, you must want to reach Rome. You might need some milestones. You must walk the walk to Rome. You must not play too much on the road. You must keep a clear view of the road and measure your steps. And you can share the journey. So, you want to go to Rome, eh? The first obstacle of reaching Rome is purely your own desire to reach it. You must realize that this is a long journey, and it may not be an easy one. Life throws in a few obstacles onto the road at times that make you feel like tearing your hair out. Be prepared for these traffic jams in your progress. They'll often appear as downright unfair, a sadistic form of Murphy's Law, or even that the universe is conspiring against you. If you can keep the mindset that challenges, if they don't actually kill you, only make you stronger, then that is a wonderful philosophy to hold on to. However, I can assure you, when the obstacles appear, you certainly will not be considering that. These obstacles may mean you have to go back over a lot of your journey. They might mean you suddenly have a lot of work to do to get past them. While it might be devastating and take out any or even all of your motivation to reach your destination, the point is, they can appear. And the only thing that will keep you going is your desire to reach Rome. As far as I can tell, the only defense you have is in yourself. Having a clear idea what Rome is and what it will feel like when you have reached it will be your armor against any stumbling blocks in your journey.